Especially that.
That's horrible.
I thought that at the point that Super is just putting you in the right mindset.
Yeah, so the way that 99.9% of people understood it was that it was really just a din tefillah, right? Just like, you know, again, the Mishnah says there, Ein omdin lispalel mitoch kovod rosh. So just like, you know, you want to take that point of view, it's going to help you with your tefillah. You could have said the same thing here, right? So again, you're with the 99%. It's not a bad thing. It's a big chiddush that the Rav had, but he had a lot of evidence for it as well, that it was an optimal chiyuv of avodas Hashem to synthesize, again, tefillah and Talmud Torah, and he had his rayos for it. So it wasn't just the Yerushalmi of Inon Dili's Palalom Mitoch Devei Torah, it wasn't just the Bavli, Taf Lamed Aleph of Mitoch Devei Torah, which again, the Rambam paskins lehalacha, and the Rambam again feels the need there to explain why it has to be halacha psuka, because you might actually lose your tefillah if you went even further into Devei Torah, and he has the Gemara on Dav Ches, right, of Rav Raphim Bar Papa, and Abaye was reacting to it, or Abami and Rabasi were reacting to it. So there is a lot there, right? And the fact that the Rambam seems to integrate, even at the first half of Hilchos Talmud Torah, right, that the chiyuv of Netilah Sadaim is, you know, part and parcel of Avodas Hashem, it's definitely suggestive. So there's a lot of evidence that the Rav was able to build up. But clearly, as Ephraim stated, the linchpin of the entire argument is Sefer HaMitzvos Mitzvah Hei, right? That's really where the argument resides. That's the heart of the argument. Because again, the Rambam uniquely believed, he took the Sifrei and he was able to, you know, build a world out of it. But that the Chiyuv Dereis of Tefillah B'chol Yom, which is Noveya, right, from Avodas Hashem, and again, the Rambam took that very seriously, hence Panav Yadav Raglav, not unlike Bias Mikdash, controlling for the Panav difference. So, you know, the Rambam uniquely took that very seriously. Avdehu b'Torasso, Avdehu b'Mikdasho, which means Lehispalel Sham, or at least Kenegdo. So that was, again, the major thrust of the argument. And again, that would explain, just to review, what we're saying about these otherwise very difficult formulations. In Birchas HaTorah, again, the emphasis on Kiddush Yadayim v'Raglayim, you know, from Avoda being translated into No Tal Yadav Tchila, because Talmud Torah is also an act of Avodas Hashem. It's not redundant when he says B'chol Yom Chayav Adam Levarich Shalosh Brachos Elu, because that's the Chiyuv of Avodas Hashem being expressed, as opposed to just the Isser of Talmud Torah without first having made a Bracha. And again, for the Rav, that Isser was part and parcel of the broader question of what the nature of Berachas HaMitzvah is. Kishem shemavarchin al naya, kach mavarchin al mitzvah, v'achar kach osin osa. So the Rav didn't feel like he had to look too far for an explanation. But where, my friends, does that leave us? Does that mean that, you know, to subscribe to the Rav's general idea for Shitas HaRambam, that we have to back down off our point, that the kishem and kach need not be interpreted as a matir in terms of Birchas HaMitzvah? Or are we able to maintain, as we said before, that for Birchas HaNenin it very much is a matir, because there's an iser to benefit from this world of the bracha, but for a mitzvah there's no way that you need a matir, because ein lecha matir gedola mizo. You can't possibly have a greater matir than the fact that God told you to do this. So with all due respect for the Yerushalmi and Kiddushin that says they're all going to give din v'cheshbon al kol mashalo nena min olam hazeh, you know, all the hana that we could have gotten from this world and din, there's no formal chiyuv, you know, to get hana from this world, unless you want to build something off, you know, mikol eitz hagan, achol tocheil. So if I don't want to say that Birchas HaTorah is a matir in the sense that Birchas HaNenin is a matir, so then, you know, am I stuck? Am I stuck? If I don't want to yield to that point. So this was, again, what I was trying to build up to. Again, here's where my path and the Rav's path diverge. He'll stay within the Matir framework, and he'll say that, again, the first half of the Psak Halacha of the Rambam in Hilchos Tvila, the Hainu Hilchos Avoda, Ezohi Avoda Shebelev, Zo Tvila, you know, so he says that's really where the Matir comes in, that if you're going to learn before Kriyat Shema, so then you need a special Matir. If Kriyat Shema is, quote-unquote, the first learning that you're doing, then Ava Rabba will suffice. But he doesn't want to say the words, Kar Niftar Va'Ava Rabba, because that might lead you away from what he wants to say, which is, Chayiv Adam Levarich Shalosh Brachos Elu B'chol Yom, that there's a Chiyiv Daraisa every single day of Avodas Hashem, Dehainu Limud Im HaTfilah. So am I totally boxed in? The answer is, I hope not, but why not? So this is where we come full circle. So remember, we started with the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Al Me'av de Haaretz. We followed it up with the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim about Bnei'em Shel Tachamidei Chachamim Einam Tamidei Chachamim. And we saw that Birchas HaTorah didn't fit into the standard mold of a Birchas HaMitzvah. Clearly didn't fit in. Right, and we were able to then instantiate that with the Mechaber's Psak, based on the tour of Zihirus, Birchas HaTorah, about Nashim Mevarchos, Birchas HaTorah, and we felt like we were well on our way. Goodly memories of the Magen Avram, and the Gra, and their explanation. We tried to go in our own direction, of the Mechaber, saying it's really Al Divrei Torah, so even if they're not Mitzuvos in Limud HaTorah, they have a Tzivoy in terms of the institution of Torah, Al Divrei Torah, not Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. Again, good to remember these things. But can we argue that even though if you don't believe, again, with all due respect for the Rav, and I mean that very seriously, that if you're not a believer, that a mitzvah needs a matir because a mitzvah is greater than a matir, you are absolutely commanded to do this. You don't need permission to do this. The permission is the command itself. But the Torah will be unique. The Talmud Torah has its own properties, because at the same time the Torah is a mitzvah, it's also, and this is why we scheduled the Rav for after the Ramban, it is also the greatest matana that you could possibly imagine. And to engage in it without acknowledging that could be a very significant problem. So even if you don't believe in general that mitzvos per se require a matir, even if you'll read that line in the Rambam differently, right? Kishem shemivarchen al ayinaya, kach mivarchen al kol mitzvah mitzvah, v'achar kach osinosa, can you still maintain that there's an obligation to recite a bracha, but not a birchas ha-mitzvah, but some kind of liskor asabore, some kind of an acknowledgement on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But again, not to release, you know, so to speak, the isser of engaging in the mitzvah, but to develop an awareness of just how significant this is. So I'm not exactly saying the Ritvan Psachim either. I'm not saying that, so you're required to say, before engaging this mitzvah, I'm doing it because I'm commanded to do it. That's a part of it, but I'd like to go beyond that, right? I'd like to kind of splice in a little bit of the Ramban here, right, al the matana tova, right, this incredible gift, shebehem, you know, masim haritzuyin lefanav, shebehem nachel chayol am haba. So there is a ran in Nedarim that I thought was instructive for these purposes. Again, on the Gemara of b'neihem shel tamidei chachamim, einam tamidei chachamim, the idea of failing to make a birchas haTorah being defined as an azivas haTorah. So this is the 11th and final makor, and hopefully it brings everything together. Daniel, go ahead. Deim Yisal Azvam Es Torah Si Kepashta Mashma Shazu Es HaTorah. Right. It was clear that they were actually studying Torah. Absolutely clear that they were studying Torah. Kshanisha Lechachamim Levi'im the Kalifarish, right? It should have been completely obvious if they really weren't studying Torah. So why would the Chachamim and the Nevi'im have had trouble identifying what the failure of that generation really was? Elavadai. That only God could have answered it, because outwardly it looked like they were learning Torah. Shehu yodeya mamake halev, right? God knows, he's the bochen kleos falev. God knows what goes on in the inside. And that wasn't, that wasn't nireis la'ayin, so to speak. Kilomar. So the Ran is a very important contribution here, based on a novel reading of the Gemara, is that right? Acha Pirsha Kadosh Baruch Hu bichvodo, so that the failure to make a bracha on Torah What was that reflective of? Shelo haisa Torah chashuva b'neim kolkach sheheirai levarich aleha lo ayu oskin balishma. They were studying Torah for cultural reasons, maybe even for worse reasons, but they never really thought deeply about the meaning of Torah and the importance of Torah and the significance of Torah. And therefore, mitochach hayu mezalzlin b'berchasa. And the symptom of that, so it wasn't that not making a bracha was the mechayev, right? It wasn't the siba, it was the siman. The siba, al me'av de ha'aretz, according to the Ran, was zilzul ha'Torah, which is a very serious violation. So is it possible to suggest, especially if you want to go in the general direction of Zohi Me'ula Shebebrachos, that Birchas HaTorah primarily expresses itself in terms of Hoda'ah. And again, that could be true for the Ramban. It is true for the Ramban. It's definitely true for, you know, Rav Hamnuna. It's true for various Rishonim as well, right? The Balamar Rivet issue about what do you do with Zohi Me'ula Shebebrachos. But the most important thing when it comes to Torah is to express the idea, right? And Rashi says it in so many words, right? Right, Shevach Lamakom, Kilos L'Torah LiYisrael, of this being a Matana Chashuva. This being maybe the ultimate in terms of what it is that we have to express Hakaras HaTov for. So again, even if you don't believe as a general rule that mitzvos need a matir, but you need to acknowledge a Kadosh Baruch Hu before doing a mitzvah, and that in general what that means is to say that I'm doing this because God commanded me to do it, what I would suggest is that the Rav's analysis could be wholly true for the Rambam, wholly true, without resorting to the matir point. And to suggest that specifically when it comes to Talmud Torah, right, because it's Chayinu ve'orech Yemenu and behem nachel chayolam haba, to quote from the Ramban, it'll be extremely important to acknowledge that before learning. And for a person not to acknowledge that prior to learning actually constitutes an active violation, and such a severe one that is considered an azivas haTorah, an abandonment to the Torah. The Ran's language would be a zilzal haTorah, and that for the Rambam, the two dinim would thus be as follows. Just with this, I'll conclude, and then give you guys a chance to weigh in the following. So, Birchas haTorah has two components. The first component that Birchas haTorah has say that it's impossible to engage in the active Torah study without, I wouldn't say first a matir, but without at least first acknowledging the significance of the activity. Not as a general din in Birchos HaMitzvah. I want to make that very clear. I don't think you need that piece of it for the Rav's analysis to be true. But as an acknowledgement, Zohi Me'ula Shebebrachos, of how fortunate we are to have the opportunity to be amongst those who are Yodei Shemecha. And if you want to go in the Ramban's direction, Shebehem Nachel Chayolam Haba, that this is our ticket to something transcendent, to something that's well beyond this world. So to study Torah without doing that would be, you know, a very serious violation, either of Zilzal HaTorah or at the very least a Kfuei Tova. Okay, again within the framework of Birchas Hoda. That's din number one. Din number two is that Birchas HaTorah don't only serve that function to release the Isser that's involved in Talmud Torah without first making a bracha, but not midin matir. Can't emphasize that enough. And then there's a second din in Birchas HaTorah. B'chol yom chayev adam levarich shalosh brachos elo ve'achar kach yikra ma'at. That then there's a din of avodas Hashem, of using those self-same Birchas HaTorah, which on the one hand release the Isser, but at the same time, they create the basis for a mitzvah opportunity in its own right, namely the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, which for the Rambam isn't just both Torah and Tefillah, but the synthesis of Torah and Tefillah. So yes, there's an independent mitzvah to daven every single day. And yes, there's an independent mitzvah to learn every single day and every single night. But the chiddush of the Rambam's presentation of Birchas HaTorah is that this is a unique kiyum of Avodas Hashem, where you're actually synthesizing Torah and Tefillah. It's not the only example, right? Because we have Gemara Daf Ches, where it's always good to daven where you learn. And you have the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph and the parallel Yerushalmi that, you know, tefillah always sort of has to piggyback off of Talmud Torah. But that Birchas HaTorah represents, in some sense, the paradigmatic kiyum of Avodas Hashem, of serving God, because at once it's a tefillah, right? V'harevna Hashem Elokeinu v'yanachna v'tzetzveinu v'tzetzei amcha v'Yisrael kulanu yodei shemecha, and then we immediately move into the framework of Limud HaTorah, at least, you know, a very minimal amount. And that way, Birchas HaTorah doesn't just preclude or prevent some kind of grievous violation, right? Azivas HaTorah, Zilzul HaTorah, Kfuei Tova, if you want, all of those are possible formulations, but it represents an opportunity for a mitzvah daraisa, b'chol yom chayev adam levarech shalosh brachos elu, v'achar kach yomad, the second half of the Rav's analysis, that Birchas HaTorah, followed by learning, represent a kiyum of Avodas Hashem, where tefillah and Torah are fully synthesized together. Okay, so that's, again, the Rav's approach, with my just, you know, slight spin, moving away from the matir component and moving it back in the direction of Zohi Pula Shebebrachos, you know, the Hoda'ah, on the opportunity to study Torah, and a Hoda'ah as a Mechayiv. So again, if you will, adding that little element of the Ramban into the Rambam, and again, it's not only the Ramban, but you saw it, I think here, it is the Ran as well. Okay, so let's hold it up.